From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Delegations from Russia and North Korea may meet on the sidelines of an economic forum in the Russian city of Vladivostok next week. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Russia and China propose returning the situation concerning North Korea to negotiating process and stressed that Moscow insists any U.S. resolution on North Korea should not include military action.
We will definitely promote a necessity to stress that there are no alternatives to finding solutions through negotiations and to stress that there's no military solution to this problem.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley has called for a Security Council vote on September 11 for new sanctions against Pyongyang. President Donald Trump says he will revisit the decision to end a program that shielded nearly 800,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation if Congress doesn't act within 6 months on the issue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer took up the challenge.
Congress has an ability and obligation to act, which is why we today are calling on Speaker Ryan and Leader McConnell to immediately put the DREAM Act on the floor for a vote in the House and Senate.
However, lawmakers have been unsuccessful for years in their efforts to revise substantially the U.S. immigration policies. A Dutch Navy spokeswoman says that Marines who flew to three islands hammered by Hurricane Irma have seen a lot of damage but have no immediate reports of casualties. The Category 5 storm made a direct hit Wednesday on the island where the Dutch territory of St. Martin is located, though the scope of the damage isn't immediately clear. For additional coverage, visit social media for Voice of America. This is VOA News.